Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled. I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Canceled.
Tanimosha is canceled.
I just spilled Red Bull literally directly inside my nipple ring.
I'm soaking wet,
you guys.
Right. And Hunter's just look of disdain. He
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of the Canceled Podcast. We've made it to 3 episodes without a lawsuit, without stopping production.
It's pretty amazing.
Guys, that's a pretty big thing. Sure. I'm going to give us a little round of applause for that. You know what? Us three clapping. No one's here today. Are you going to talk? I'm just kidding.
All the comments said, Brooke, shut the fuck up.
I asked everyone on Twitter what they wanted to hear about. And the top two things people want to hear about, first of all, is how we came about to being friends again.
Okay.
People are very, like, they're just utterly shocked at the fact that two people can fight and then fix a friendship and that there's no real hatred there. And
I was going to say, I never left the friendship with you, correct?
Hunter?
Your friends are okay. I just got to put that in there. I don't fight.
He deserves the recognition because we know some people were fake. Some people wanted me dead. A lot of people
very true.
I'm sorry. We're going to get into that one a little later because I think that there's a lot to.
I need to drink a little bit more before we get back to that.
Yeah, there's
one.
There's a lot to break down. But the other thing that a lot of people were asking about is about if I still have a stalker or updates on my stalker.
We got something, that's for sure.
I don't know if I'm educated enough on the stalker. I don't even know really much about
Brooke
the stalker.
Actually wasn't really around during the true stalker era. We're going to have to bleep his name. His name is William. Shout out. He started all of me.
You
being
never
stalked.
Trust a guy named William.
Yeah, no, that's sincerely. Should I just say his name? I've never said my stalker's name.
I don't think
so. Because I'll probably get killed.
That's like guessing like high. I think you're not supposed to say his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know where he is right now. He likes to move around to keep me on my toes. So I don't know how much. I mean, maybe I'll just fucking say it. That's kind of some big tea. Okay. But with That being said, we have a new stalker. Everyone's been asking about updates on people coming to the house. And we've upped our security absolutely psychotically. Like, it's so annoying. It's more expensive than literally the house itself. It is so, so fucking annoying. But we have 90,000 fucking guards outside finally. But the reason that we chose to up our security... 90,000, it's like Danicon. I'm like, there's 20,000 people outside.
Like, 20,000 people showed up.
Oh my God, Hunter was there for that. That was so bad. Wild. He was like, there's not 20,000 people, like, you fucking 12. Idiot. Hold me accountable. Utter. People have been coming for you guys for like saying you like shit on me, but it's like, if I wanted a podcast of yes men, I would just have that.
I'm saying, we are your hype men behind closed doors, and in front of you, we will talk
about
shit.
That's the thing. If anyone were to talk to me about Tana, who's like, when she's not around, I'm like, oh my God, she's brilliant. She's smart. She's amazing. She's beautiful. When I'm talking to Tana, I'm like, you fucking honestly awful. Hate you.
Dude, I would love to hear this alleged hype. You know what I mean? It sounds beautiful. No, I'm kidding. They actually are amazing friends. I'll say it again. But I want to read to you this note that was left on my door this week. And I went straight to David crying because I don't want to live in this house anymore. We're going to put it up on the screen so you can see it. It's beautiful. And it says, letter to Tana Mosha. Hello, gorgeous. This is a secret letter from your biggest lover, who also happens to have a large social media following.
That's huge.
Just so you know.
She loves him already.
Me praying, it's like Mr. Beast. God. Here is a clue to my identity. We love that too. That brings back the OG stalker to me. Right. You know what I mean? When it's like a little puzzle, freaks me the fuck out too. Because I think it's one thing to like stalk, but to be like, here's a clue. Like, you're gonna fucking kill me.
This is fun. It's like an escape room.
Except it's my own life. What is old but acts young at the same time?
Jason Nash.
I was just going to say Jason Nash. I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
I love Jason Nash.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that. That was so strange. Oh my God. P.S. I am friends with the previous owner of this house. Winky emoji.
All signs
work. Post on all signs point to Jason Nash. Post on a story and tag me if you know who this is. Dash your secret lover.
Do they know how much your stories cost, first of all?
Yeah, like, first of all, fuck you.
That's
like,
for a free shout out.
Like, no free clout.
And
here.
Also, why would I literally, you're going to stalk me for fucking free clout? But, like, at the same time, I also would never post that because it would just, like, incline them to, like, stalk me more.
Exactly. Every time you post something, I feel like it makes people, like, want to show up.
But the riddle has been fucking me in the face, dude.
Yeah, the riddle's very weird.
What is old but young at the same time?
Yeah, I gave you my answer.
I was like Googling it. It's not a common riddle. Like, do you think I'm that smart? If you're stalking me, like, you like maybe like 2 + 2 my ass.
Also, like, if you're actually someone that you know, they would have been like, ha ha ha, you saw that message by now. Like, they would have. It's been like a couple of weeks.
No,
like,
I don't know. If I left a riddle and no one like fully understood it, I'd probably just take it to the grave.
Like, really?
Oh, fuck.
Like, that's kind of weird, right? I also like I racked my brain. I asked David. I don't think it's one of David's friends. We checked the cameras, and you can see their shadow, and it's like a tiny person. Like, maybe. Like big neck, but he's like not on good term. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe
we should I should apologize for what I did that one time when you were still scared about your stalker, and I did come to your house and cause an absolute ruckus.
Oh, before he had a mental health brand, this man was mean. Yeah. This man was mean.
Okay. Also, let's clarify. Before this happened, she took my car out for a day. She's like, my assistant needs to borrow a car. Gave my car back wrapped with her face.
This is not the timeline.
You're welcome.
Yes, it is.
This is not the timeline. I lived at Alamar when I wrapped your car. This is not the timeline. My townhome. Ask yourself why you did that. I wrote all over your walls with lipstick.
Oh yeah, that way worse.
Yeah,
she completely demolished my entire apartment where I did not have money to fix
my
apartment.
She once completely demolished my entire life.
Yeah, it's a little different. Let's talk about me. She wrote like, fuck you all stuff, doesn't clean it up for the entire lease.
I hate you.
A whole year. So every time I had friends
over.
Wait,
you didn't clean it up?
It wasn't cleanable. It was you had to paint it.
It was red lipstick that she completely...
Like on a white wall. Anyway, it was actually like really immature and bad.
I don't even know where you buy a new door.
Yeah, and it was a wall. The walls in the apartment too, not just my door.
And like he shared the apartment with roommates and they were furious.
Anyways, so in return for this, I
was being heavily stalked at the time. A week before we were sleeping in your bed and my stalker was outside your house. Remember that? And
that
had to
crazy.
Leave with like a knife
they,
and
like,
shit.
They were tracking her Find My iPhone and they sent her my address and said, we're coming to your house
How
right
do
now.
They have your Find My iPhone? Maybe I'm
They were in my iCloud. This was the time when I had had an iCloud. I still do not. I can't have an iCloud because it's like the number one way people stalk me is they go inside my iCloud and like go on my Find My iPhone, my Find My Friends, and like stalk the shit out of me and like go through my photos.
We literally left middle of the night, like 4 a.m. We just got in my car. I grabbed the knife.
Steak knife.
Oh my God.
No, psycho. And then a week later, Hunter decided to fucking wait till I was at my house and like push flour under my door, cover everything in chocolate syrup.
I threw chocolate syrup all across her rear or one of her windows.
Doors?
Given that
doors.
Doesn't give me stalker vibes. Then I
threw,
I'd be like,
no, it's
like
3 a.m. knocking.
Flour at her place and like threw some ham or something like that on her.
So you like teepeed her basically.
Pretty much.
Yes, but imagine like your peak being stalked and you're just like sitting in your townhome and you're like
meanwhile,
knocking
she's
and then
texting
everything.
Me being like, they're shoving powder under the door. They are coming in. And I was just
and like, knowing her, she's probably like amplifying it times.
Oh, wait, she just knocked down my
obviously,
house.
Obviously, because I just did it. And I was just, 5 minutes before, she's like, yeah, I'm at the gym. Like, I'll see you in a little bit. And like, then she's like, they're at my house. I'm like, how do you know they're at your house? You liar.
I'm trying to lie to you and see while like fit and whatever.
Not at the gym.
I called the police too, and the police literally were just treating me like a fucking idiot. They were like, are you sure this isn't like a crazy ex-boyfriend? I was like, no, no.
Like, what do you think? Someone's pranking me?
I'm like, no, he won't fucking date me.
Yeah, just I FaceTimed her like 5 minutes later in like all camo with like two of my roommates, just like, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah, it was absolutely evil. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I mean, now to discuss other things that have happened this week. I mean, the podcast went number one. I think that we could just start on a high note and go crazy from there.
The podcast went
number one.
Me acting like we have anything to do with it. Maybe Hunter.
I think she
I've been posting it like crazy. I'm like,
no, I am so fucking grateful. It's ridiculous. I'm not kidding. I really didn't think that we would be able to do like anything. Like no numbers. Mm-hmm. I really thought we'd be like 30 of 30 on a chart, maybe. So to think people, it's almost like so much pressure just to think people like are expecting this amazing.
I'm like more nervous going into this one than the last one because now I feel like people are listening.
Mm-hmm. I know, like now you know.
And now I know what they thought about me the first time. The whole time I'm going to be like, first of all, my lip injections, gotta go.
Well, Brooke loves to read comments.
I will never read comments again after today
because the whole day I was like,
liar,
oh my God, they hate me. The whole time it's like, why the fuck is Mindy on the podcast? I'm like, I'm sorry.
No, it's good because you give me like feedback. We were talking today about how I just like literally don't give a fuck at all, but like you obviously like take it hard. I think it's a good balance though. Someone's gotta care for what
you're
like,
so good at receiving hate. I've never seen anybody receive something so well. Someone says one thing about me and it'll like wreck my day.
I think when you just get goddamn beat down,
no one like gives a fuck about me. So when someone cares enough to comment something awful about me, I'm like, okay, like
fair enough. I mean, I feel like I've just like heard at this point there's nothing someone could say to me like as mean as it possibly is. I feel like I've heard it before, so it's a weird thing.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't even know. I mean, now the next thing I really want to talk about, I'm going completely out of order though, is exciting. Our roommate, my best friend, your best friend, Ari has been going more viral than the fucking podcast this
and
week.
And this is the best thing ever for this kid.
He needed it. I've been waiting.
So badly. He is so pumped it's
dude,
happening.
And why? I'm like, that should be me. Like, why? Couldn't it have been me? I mean, I don't know if you guys.
You're telling me literally last week I sat on this very podcast and talked about how I'm sexually attracted to Bryce Hall. And 2 minutes later, my gay best friend is kissing him on the streets of fucking LA. I'm like,
I don't know if you guys know this about Bryce, but he does kiss everyone when he's drunk. It's kind of like me. I used to be terrible at this. Utterly fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. Utterly terrible.
Everyone at the party.
I remember one time I kissed like 30 people at a house party and like all of my current like man's friends, and it was just terrible. So I've held back since then. But Bryce is very much like that and kisses everyone. And we were leaving and he was like, Ari, kiss me. And I'm sitting there just like all the paparazzi's there. I'm just all the paparazzi team Bryce. And they're all fucking sitting there. I'm just like, God, I wish that was me. And then they kissed and it went viral.
Crazy. Three kisses, by the way.
Well, you know Ari was going back for more.
And an extra one for good measure.
Can we roll the clip? Ari and Bryce. I'm
ready.
Oh,
there he is right there.
Oh.
Okay, he went in for the first kiss. Then he went for a second. Oh, wait.
But, okay. Run that back turbo. It like the way it gives me a little secondhand embarrassment and I can't really watch it. I know I don't have room to talk because my paparazzi videos are just god awful.
We'll have a whole episode.
Absolutely terrible.
We're gonna do
it. Just kidding, it's really like you're really not that bad.
Trying to be like a yes man. We need to have an episode where we react to all the terrible paparazzi. Brooke has tried to save me so much from that, and I just don't listen.
Okay, so he goes kiss, and then from what how Ari recalls the situation, Bryce said, oh, I thought you were really going to kiss me. And so Ari goes, yeah, and like kisses him on the lips. But then Bryce is like, Bryce like had a completely different explanation of the situation, probably to save.
It's a really hard situation because both are cap. Like Ari would lie and Bryce would lie.
Biggest lying friends.
Yeah, honest to God. But I really honestly do kind of. There's me. I honestly, in a very strange way, kind of ship it. I would love, I like, obviously, like, we're all just making jokes, and like, I don't know Bryce's like sexuality. He's always just been like very fun.
I saw a lot of TikToks that were saying that he had
like one time previously come out or something.
I don't know if that's true or not. So I don't
know. I don't think that's true.
Of course.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
But if he did, that's kind of hot. I've been into that lately. Like, I have Evan Mock. Do you guys know Evan Mock?
No.
He's on the new Gossip Girl. He's a pink hair. He's really good friends with Makoa, actually.
Really?
But he's so unbelievably hot, and he's bisexual, and for some reason that to me like makes him way hotter. I don't know. Okay. I am in.
No, yeah, whatever.
That's
works.
My new thing.
I'm so genuinely pissed this moment wasn't me.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Like, I'm not.
It's
like,
funny though, because everyone started doing it now. Like, Harry is like, yeah, you now know what? He saw how much Ari was doing. He's like, I got
oh,
this.
Harry's such a little fucking clout monster.
Clout farmer. Isn't that what he
honestly, like, it inspires me. That's what he says, clout farming always. Like, everyone always gets mad at people for being like, you know what I mean? Clout farming, clout hungry. But when you think about it, when it's your career to be in the spotlight, if you have an insight into, you know what I mean? Like, how to do that, how to promote yourself in a way, especially if, like, the paparazzi are already filming you, I always, like, really admire that.
Also, but you're Harry so texted. Good at that, I feel like.
But when I find someone else who is like, it just makes my little dick
Harry texted me the other morning asking to shoot while having sex, like a voice memo, and I saved it, and you have to hear this.
Wait, I want to see it.
Oh my God, please, we're rolling on this conversation.
I'm like, that's so crazy. I was out of town.
Yo, why don't you shoot?
Ew, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
That's
kidding.
That's fucking insane.
That's the most disturbing thing.
That is so remember. Harry Jowsey, you're called out.
The way Harry, what time that is. That's literally it.
The way Harry's been called out so much on this podcast.
6:55 a.m.
Just beat in cheeks, voice memoing you. Like, that's fucking insane. Hunter and Harry are like besties for the resty. It's very cute.
No, that was the most disturbing thing I've ever heard.
Brooke's just like, that should be me. He's off the roster.
He threatened to take me off the roster the other day. He said something. We were playing a game. We were playing are we even on right
now?
Yeah.
We were playing like naughty Jenga or something. Oh, yeah. And it was like you would take like a little block out, and then it would have like a crazy question on it. And his question was like, how many girls have you made out with? So it really wasn't that naughty of a question.
I remember Harry literally going, less than I've slept with. Ha-ha.
Yeah. That was, first of all, that was British, but I get where you were going
very
with it.
Very funny.
He literally said, I've made out with less girls than I've slept with, meaning he like sleeps with girls.
And doesn't make out with
and
them.
And doesn't kiss them. And I go, that's so disgusting. He looks straight at me and he goes, I'll take you off my roster.
I go, he's like, you're like, please, sir, no. No, please, go on.
No.
Keep in mind, this is all like Charlie Jordan's house, her and Taylor just trying to play like an innocent, you know what I mean?
Like, a little cute little sleepover game. And meanwhile, I'm like,
what? Yeah, me and Harry just came and fucking ruined that.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, we went to the most, Hunter really pulled a make-a-wish for me. I'm not going to lie to
truly
you.
Did.
He granted me with the best gift anyone could ever give me, and that is taking me to see Justin Bieber.
I did. It was and a little make sure friends are okay.
Throw in the brand promo. Got to get it, guys. He has a company, a company called Make Sure Your Friends Are Okay. If you didn't know.
An amazing event where you couldn't get tickets to it. You can only do charity work typically to go.
And of course, I did my hours.
Of course, she did gruesome hours. Just going in.
Picking up trash. You
we
know.
Did go, and it was the best concert I've been to. And
dude, it was so fun because Triller was also like sponsoring it along with your brand. Big ups for you. You and Triller. Yeah. Just fucking hand in hand like that. I'm out here like begging, begging to get a dildo brand deal for the podcast. Brooke Hunter,
what's going on?
It's the age old question.
No, feel free to ask.
Are you getting enough?
No,
it's never enough,
dude. I'd be asking this all the time, and I swear I'm always getting enough, and then you guys are just left in the dust.
She's getting more than enough. In fact, she's getting enough for all three of us.
I think so too.
Wow, I've never thought about it like that. Each hole's for you guys. Sorry. I bet you'd love more, right?
I mean, sure. What do you have to offer? Not personally, but...
all three holes.
Wait, what?
Well, AdamandEve.com, alongside me, wants to give you more.
Okay.
Okay.
With 50% off just about any item.
Any item.
From sex swings to handcuffs to lingerie to butt plugs. To restraints, to double penetration dildos, Hunter. I know you love those.
What? How do you know that? I have no interest.
Plus, free shipping on your entire order. Imagine getting all of that and then shipped to your door for free.
For free is crazy.
For free. So all you have to do to get your 50% off one item and free shipping, it's not hard. Go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code TANA at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Go to adamandeve.com today, select one item, and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's TANA. If you can't spell like Bella Thorne, that is.
Oh, my.
I don't know why I attacked her. I was literally just bored. I'm sorry. That's TANA at adamandeve.com.
You heard it here.
It was so fun because all the like all the TikTokers went. I don't. Am I allowed to say this? I was fully taking shots with Miss Heidi D'Amelio. Wow, and it made my life. It was so fun.
She is such an icon.
I spent most of my time with the D'Amelios. I love when they do charity work. I know they won't claim me. I'm not asking them to. Literally deny this. Send me a cease and desist. But I love that family.
Once she got access to like the back room, which was like where all the alcohol was, she did not see any of the artists until Justin came out. I think she even missed the first song of Justin. I texted her like, ran. "Yo, get out here!" And she sprinted fully. Like.
And you're the biggest believer I know.
Literally ever. It, like, I died. There's no artist in the world that I would, like, die to see. Yeah, Harry Bryce and I were really fucking up the bar. I'm like, obviously, Harry's such a clout farmer, so we were just back there farming our clout with everyone, all the little CEOs and shit. But seeing Justin Bieber was... Hunter, just I was sobbing.
You were scream crying. I think I had marks across my neck from your nails. Just
it was so cute. All
them.
The stories that you posted of her, she was really like actually sobbing. I've never been a believer. I love Justin Bieber like as a person.
Yeah.
But I don't.
And
really
he looked so happy. There's something about the way I love Justin, and I feel like in the lower times, like when he was performing, you could tell he didn't want to. You know what I mean? It's just like obviously when you're touring like that and you have all the pressures of everything, but like it was like he was so happy to be on stage, and I was just uncontrollably
every 5 seconds.
Crying.
It
was
like, he deserves this.
Like Kim.
No, there's not one video of me there looking like literally pretty at all. Like no, like.
Cute.
I'm
like, she looked really, really cute at this event. She looked so beautiful.
It's just an hour of Brooke just hyping her up.
I'm like, no, I told you. I told her separately off camera that she looked so beautiful.
She's like, I was nice off camera. I swear.
Everyone's like, she's just
guys. If I wanted a bunch of fucking yes people around me, I would have them. It's not what I want.
No, but it was cute. It was cute, and I'm glad you got to see him. You guys, you never shut the fuck up about Justin,
dude. And I never get to see him. I like every time I love an artist, they always cancel.
You also like you got his tickets right when you had one assistant last year who you had paid her like full 2 days salary
to sit up and refresh
to get the tickets. Then you got the tickets and then the tour got canceled.
And I was bawling. I was so sad. Like seeing like holy and chill. I'm like tearing up now. I'm not even kidding. It changed my life. It was so funny though because everyone else was just so normal. Like I feel like I just remember at one point I was like absolutely just like and I turn around and Charlie and Chase are just like standing there all normal and they just look at me and they're like, are you fucking good?
I'm always like that about an artist, though. I'm either like completely indifferent, like that's kind of, I love Justin Bieber, but I like really, I wouldn't care. But like if I love an artist, like I'm absolutely obsessed to the point where it's like actually dangerous. Like Billie Eilish, I would.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's no one I love like Justin. I can't even explain. I had so much fun with Taylor Holder too, being so godlike. Everyone was making fun of me so much because Taylor and I were just up in the front, literally like praying so hard.
It was a whole sermon for over an hour of it.
I mean, too. I'm fucking like, believe it or not, I'm like pretty religious. So I was really enjoying the whole like Justin God moment.
I'm like, God might claim Taylor. I don't know if you
God just like strikes her down with lightning right now. She's
dude, there was a point in time where I church home here in LA. Jake and I would go every week just to try to hang out with Justin because he was like going. No, they were like literally every week.
He goes literally right here in the middle of LA. Anyone can go. He like shows up to all the events. He's like really
cool. No, but I was really trying to just believe ex God. I think I'm gonna start going back. It was so fucking fun.
Should not say believe ex God. Collab that Justin was doing with God.
If anyone could collab with God, it is fucking Justin. I can't even deal. What happened at home, Hunter? Brought my ex-boyfriend's dog over last week to dog sit.
And I was dog sitting. Who it happened?
You, I mean, but you live with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yes. Fully brought my ex-boyfriend's dog over, and we were dog sitting all week. It made me realize we do not have the capability as a friend group to ever have a dog because we really wanted to get one. Like I've wanted a dog for so long, but like it was the hardest thing ever. I remember at one point
she didn't even dog sit. I was dog sitting. The dog.
Fuck you.
At one point, the dog was pooping and had some extra.
It had shit on its ass.
It had. Dingleberry.
And she was screaming, just being like, get the shit off its head.
No, Hunter, I was sad. It was like the cutest dog. All of us were obsessed with this dog. He was so sweet, like so loving, whatever. But then all of a sudden there were dingleberries on this dog's ass and no one would even go near it.
I was trying. I for sure was trying.
You were not trying hard enough.
No, I mean, I had to get in at least one post a day so my ex could see it. So I could be like, look at me thriving with your dog. Baby. Let him know. Crazy. You know what's actually crazy? Speaking of this ex, I've never actually like publicized that relationship at all.
Yeah.
Which I think
it's okay if you don't.
That's so true. He's like, God, please don't. It's one of the only relationships I've never ever publicized, but I had a full relationship in like what, like 2019.
I love him actually.
With this photographer. Great guy.
Fantastic human.
We've had our ups and our downs. I don't even know. You know, it was turbulent. I don't know if I was the best.
You were not.
Fair. I don't know if he was the best either. But now we're on.
She was probably fine.
Brooke, I cannot handle this fucking out of you.
But actually, to add on top of my newfound relationship with my ex, Hunter is about to go on tour with Jaden and Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm very excited for that.
And we're super excited for that. He's getting paid so
fast. One's excited for that except for Hunter.
Yeah, no,
I wish you the best.
Out on tour. So I'm gone for a bit. I'm very scared for you guys.
Dude, I was just going to say the way my Hollywood fixes are going to be like blackout drunk. Like I'm going to have no remorse. Like
I'm terrified.
You're the only thing that
Hunter's
keeps me going.
Hunter's the peacekeeper. He is the mediator.
Bad things are definitely going to happen while he's gone. And it's funny too because I'm touring at the same time and Hunter said fuck Tana, Jaden's paying me more.
Just seems like a more fun tour.
That is so mean. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a really awesome experience.
No, and you've toured with me.
I toured with you before. It's an amazing time as well. But I think it's time for you to, you know, do your thing.
But you want
to
tell him who you hired to replace your job?
I did hire your ex as well to replace my job. Who is a fantastic photographer. He could probably do video as well. And I think it'd be a great idea.
However, isn't it going to be so fun to be on tour? Just imagine me on one little bus with my boyfriend and my ex-boyfriend.
Wait.
They're friends.
They're not really friends. They'd be subtweeting the fuck out of each other.
They were good friends.
They were good friends, but then this pussy had to fuck it up.
Wait, no, that's crazy. They were friends and you dated them both?
The way I'm like, and... I mean, we all dated the same girl. LA is fucking disgusting. He dated her. I dated her.
Remember that when we get back to the Mindy situation.
All right. Yeah.
Fair enough. Honestly, LA is such a cesspool. It's kind of gross.
No, but I didn't understand that he's the one who's invited. So he's going on tour with you.
Yes.
What?
Potentially. She asked him today after I.
I mean, it would be.
He literally.
Honestly, it would be fun. He fits in well with your boyfriend, obviously, because they were. Already friends.
I mean, their friendship, they're on the rekindle mark. I mean, I called him today and he said, yeah, we're going to take great photos. We'll probably just fight a lot. He was like, oh, fuck.
I think not really. I think because you'll have someone else there with you, like taking up all your time when you're not doing the meet and greets and stuff, it will be good.
I know.
And you don't have to deal with a random person on tour, which is a whole other thing that you potentially
that's hard because sometimes when you bring in like a whole like different person, it just messes up the dynamic of the friend group. We already know that he fits in nicely. Like everyone loves him.
So true.
I know. Why does everyone have to love all my exes? Like, God.
You're pretty good at choosing them, honestly.
But just not keeping them, baby.
I mean, that's very true.
least you're honest about
that. I feel like you could probably keep a guy like really easily.
Yeah, if I just like wasn't a dumb cunt.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Fair enough.
You said it, not me.
Fair. You know, hey, definitely Hunter, fucking suck my dick and die. What else happened? What else happened? Let's see. Yeah. People were really asking me on Twitter to delve into all of my breakups that I haven't publicized.
Yeah.
And speaking of exes, I guess we could get into that. I wanted to do that for a while, like talk about some of the breakups that I've never had some clarification on, but I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know.
Now's the time, baby. Yeah, you've got to.
You have the floor.
You know the one that really does kill me?
Hmm. I'm scared because I have no idea what she's going to say.
Honestly, sincerely, I know his image is a good guy and I'm not trying to take away from that, but it's Modson for sure.
Really?
Like, everyone just condemns me for our breakup so hard because of his amazing record Karma that he wrote about me. Great song.
Great
phenomenal
song.
One of my favorite songs, to be
honest. You know what's really upsetting? Because I loved Mod always. Like, he was one of my favorite people. But there was one day where you guys were like about to break up and I was unaware of it. And I went to his house and I was just talking to him. I was trying to give him advice about you, actually. And the next day you broke up with him. And I was unaware you were going to do that. So he thought that whatever I said,
you were like in on it,
was the reason. And
he also would always,
and I felt
like,
so horrible.
Like, he didn't allow me to hang out with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was that whole aspect of it, which I think is crazy because it's just like, I love security and I think that that shit is so strange. But I mean, everyone that wants to know about our breakup, the literal actual reason we broke up, we were doing perfectly fine as a couple, literally perfectly fine. And then I wanted to start an OnlyFans and he wasn't.
Really?
He was not down. He was not down for it.
That was the reason?
That was sincerely. He was just so, like, I am not shaming him for this because I think obviously, like, let's say I were to talk to him about it now, or let's say we'd stayed together, I think he would have seen what it is and what it's become and become more accepting. Mm-hmm. But he was very much kind of like, you're going to become a porn star. Yeah. And I was like, you've dated literal porn stars. And like, also, why? Like, yeah, why are you mad? And like, my thing always is just like, if you date me because I'm wild and then you want to then suppress me because I'm now yours and
it's
you don't
like
want
the
me,
things that made you like me in the first place all of a sudden are the things you don't. Yeah,
and I like, I've done that for people, like changed my career and tried to like change. But I think the truest love is someone who can accept you and empower you for like who you are.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just like, I'm gonna fucking do this. And I thought he would come around. And then I was like, I'm gonna do this. And it was like, I was launching on my birthday and it was like 3 days before my birthday. We started ignoring each other so heavy. And him and MGK were writing the script for the Tickets to My Downfall movie, and he completely ignored me, ghosted me, did not speak to me for like 4 days across my birthday, across the biggest launch of my career of my OnlyFans, to write this script with MGK. And then we were just like, let's be done.
I feel like similar things probably weren't included in that.
And I swear to God on my soul, that is actually what happened. And then we just did not talk. Like, that was the breakup. And then, like, I'm not gonna lie, it, like 48 hours after I knew we were broken up, I had gotten a little Uber black over to Calabasas, and I was a Jake Pauler.
It was the most cut and clear breakup I've ever witnessed. And I think that's like kind of the reason why people are so like black and white about it. Mm. Is like, me personally, I loved Maude when you guys were dating, loved him. And I to this day, I've supported him. And you've even been like, okay, commented on Maude's son's TikTok. Like, what the fuck? But it's because you were so private about it. Like, you really never, even to us, I mean, maybe, I don't know about you, but for me, you text me one day and you go, me and Maude just broke up. And we never heard.
No, and then I was on a plane to Miami with Jake. Before. Like, it really.
Yeah, but that was probably one of the most upsetting friendship endings I had with him, because he really thought I did something wrong to
And our entire relationship was just very like Hunter's that, you know what I mean? Just, it was interesting, but
I love Hunter just coming in between relationships.
I fucking hate it because I'm really not.
It fuels the fire to make people think there's something there that isn't, because it's like, we are just friends, but like some people literally can't
fathom it.
Handle that. I don't know.
I'm the exact opposite. I will make anyone believe that Hunter is anything but my friend. I'll be like, God, I just love Hunter.
And
Kissed Brooke before.
Brooke uses Hunter as a fucking chess pawn.
Hunter is like my favorite jab.
It
I'm
is
like,
so
oh, God,
funny
sorry,
though.
Sorry, I can't. I'm going to breakfast with Hunter.
We'll be literally at a dinner for six, and she will make every person stand up so she can be like a boomerang
of
them too.
It'll be like just me and Hunter's drinks. I'll like tag it. We're like holding
She loves your tattooed arm too. Just getting the tattooed arm in the back of something. Like,
we're like driving in her car too. She's like, I put my hand like on her.
No, he was going. He was like, you're honestly good at it. He like contributes to it too, but it's like I'm always trying to make somebody mad. So I'll be like, Hunter, hold on. And he'll be like, we'll be in the car and he'll be like hand on my leg, he'll be like go.
Brooke has fully now developed though accidentally. I think this shit is genius. I just have to say it. She will accidentally, quote unquote accidentally, okay, be with another guy and be like, oh my god, Hunter, stop. Like accidentally call them Hunter.
No, I'm not kidding. Like some guy, I'm like sick. Some guy was tickling me the other day and like Hunter just found out that I was tickling. This sounds like worse than it is.
It sounds worse than it is, but
Hunter just discovered that I was ticklish and was like tickling me the other day, and I was like, oh my god, like. And so less than a week later, a guy who I'm actually like into was tickling me, and I literally was like, Hunter, stop! And I go.
And he goes, I don't even know about this until right now. You're not telling me about this until this moment. She has people coming out to like murder me because of
like shit. Imagine like that's the time when I'm like screaming out Hunter's name. It's like stop and I'm like, oh my god, no, I'm sorry. Like Hunter just
but you loved every second. Brooke, let's talk about this guy though that you're trying to piss off.
I'm not trying to
piss guys. He's a great guy. I like him a lot.
Shut. And you know what's so shitty? Okay, so I use Hunter as a ploy all the time because it's like, it's this guy so who, like, I joke about it. It's like, I'm dating him, he's not dating me, and that's, like, really what it is. I'm so obsessed with this guy, and he, like, does not give a fuck about me. I can talk about him because he will not ever listen to this podcast.
Yeah, he fully told her he would not take an hour to listen to the podcast.
It's okay. Like, it's fine.
You also did a TikTok where you called him Musty.
No, I called him Dusty.
Dusty. Which is also, and in case anyone's curious, I think Dusty calling someone that is a physical derogatory
term. Okay, but I have to rep Brooke in the fact that, like, I mean, I could say a lot of things. Hey, if you're watching this, I like you as a friend. It's nothing to do with you. I just think, just in retrospect. But the way that he can be such a player to Brooke is Dusty. And I think she was kind of coming for his
demeanor. We finally clarified, though. For a long time, it was very up in the air. Like, how does he feel? How does he not? Now I know exactly how he feels. I wish I didn't. But I know pretty much exactly. But
how does he feel?
Like, we are very much just friends.
But Brooke will go to the ends of the earth for this man. And it's crazy, too, because when I tell you, I mean, you've heard about some of the people she's fucked on this podcast already. And the guys that get at you and the guys that you currently get with are fucking great. Great. And the way she will go to the ends. She starts crying.
For this guy who doesn't care about me at all.
Can we talk about the Uber story, please?
No.
Please. That was getting wild. This guy literally was in an Uber with her and another girl.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this.
Trouble.
We don't even say the guy's
name. But the thing is, a punishment for me, it's like, he'll stop talking to you, like, poor thing. But, like, yes, like, I will literally cry.
Anyways, he was in this Uber.
No remorse.
And he was one seat over, correct? Or were you in the back?
No. I was sitting in the middle. He was sitting next to me. Okay? And we had a great night.
She got confidence now. Now she's telling the story.
Fucking talk your shit.
Because it's true. I was at a party with this guy, had the best night with this guy, but the whole time, this girl was like all over him, you know, like going up behind him, like grabbing him by the hips and stuff. And me and my roommate the whole time were like, this girl, like, what does she know? Like, like we're like, I'm like, little does she know? Like, but later on in the night, we're all leaving, and my roommate calls an Uber for like all of us to go back to my house.
Right.
And we all get in. We're like, okay, it's just our best friend. And at the very last minute, he's like, come with us. And he invites this girl in our Uber. She sits right next to me on my friend's lap.
And I remember this night as well. This was like, you were annoyed real time as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this was just like.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the middle. It's my friend with this girl on his lap. And then it's this guy right next to me who I have been hooking up with, talking to, who I really like. Okay. And we're sitting. And the guy whose lap she's sitting on is like, oh, I got to get out. I got to pee. We're like stuck on the hill. So like, it's going to be a second where we're at a stop. He can get out and pee. He gets out to pee and she sits in his place. And the guy who I'm talking to reaches across from me, grabs her body, and puts her on his lap. And I'm like,
oh my God.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, hell no.
And
see, that's where I'd be fucking every single one of his friends in that Uber.
Now there's an empty seat next to me, and I'm looking at it like, what the fuck was that? And then literally for a 40-minute ride home, she's on his lap. Give me your hand. They're holding hands like this.
Ew. He's, no, all of his he's friends. He's kissing dick's her on the cheek,
and I'm sitting next to her like,
Thinking you were going to go home with him.
Yeah. Audibly out loud, I'm going, what the fuck is going on? Like, this cannot be real. This can't be real. And my roommates in the row across from us looking back like, oh no, she obviously knows. Yeah. And everyone in the car is like, oh my God, oh my God. And I just had to sit there and bite the bullet the whole ride home. I'm like, oh, I'm going to probably, I'm like trying not to cry. I was like so sad about it and whatever.
But he tells you he doesn't fuck, right? He tells you he doesn't fuck her, right?
Yeah.
And then recently you got a conversation.
He was like, I obviously started a fight after that because I was like, that was so out of pocket. That like,
fucked a musician or two.
He knew that was hurting me or whatever. And I was like, that was so crazy. It's embarrassing. Like, you're in front of your friends, in front of my friends. Like, don't do that because it's like, people know that I like you. Don't embarrass me in front of these people. And he's,
that's the worst.
He made me feel insane. Like, you were so out of pocket. She's my friend. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, she's literally my friend. She was not his friend, y'all.
Brooke just found out that him and Uber girl decided to really do the fucking dirty.
No, but it wasn't after. It was before, which makes it a million times worse because it's like, you made me feel crazy knowing that you already hit. Slept with her.
Fucking insane. Really insane. I really want this week to be about vengeance for you. I'm not going to lie. Hunter's like the moral friend that's like, just end it. And I'm like, fuck all his friends now.
He's my best friend. I love him to the end of the earth. Like, I really do. No, whether you say it or not, he really is my best friend. So, like, I don't want to just like completely eliminate him.
Stop slanging your pussy at him, please.
Oh, I am. I promise. Mark my words.
This is on camera. The way we're gonna play this for her in a week, and she's gonna be like,
"I know, she's literally gonna be fucking him next week."
With a beat drop, beat drop.
I'm never. I promise. I promise you.
Well, she doesn't promise.
She doesn't promise shit. That happened to me once, though. I got in a Sprinter with Jake, and this girl fucking sat on top of him, and I'll never, ever, ever forget it because the Sprinter door closed, and this was right as like everything was public, and obviously we were like super open, but he was like, "So we're only letting bad bitches in the Sprinter, right?" And I was like, "Oh, like just fucking, oh, like I couldn't even imagine."
I've never had a situation like that where it was like so blatantly. I was like, you know, like
I mean, he didn't owe me shit though. I'm not coming for him. Fair. You know.
Yeah. So. See, what are you trying to reel it back on, Jake? I can't defend him. Like,
never got to know him at all. That was the one ex of yours. I think I got to know everyone.
Why
of your
does everyone
exes.
Think I fuck you and fucking hate my?
Do you know that I've never had a conversation with Jake in my entire life?
My moral friends really avoided that.
Well,
entire
no, I'm, I, really I was scared. For some. I'm intimidated by him. Like heavy. He would look me right in the face and say something, and I'd be like.
He always really loved you. I don't know. Ari and Amari literally absolutely never shut up about him and loving him and missing him.
So close with him.
It's so
annoying. I became friends with like John and Abby and all them after.
Yeah.
But like not when you guys were together and, you know.
So moving on.
Yeah.
Move on. That's the one thing everyone wants me to touch on and I just like refuse because I'll just like have a breakdown. Maybe one day I'll have a.
Sobbing.
I mean, but I've just done enough. People get it. I think you can assess the situation for what it fucking is.
Fair enough.
Ugh. Having Trisha on the podcast.
She is so amazing. That was my first time ever.
She is so amazing. I wasn't there. I'm sure you all noticed.
I booted Brooke and she has not, like, literally not let it go.
I'll never forget it because I'm Trisha's biggest fan. I would have been so good.
I was just
honestly,
overwhelmed.
Actually, it would have been a big, huge mess if I had been there because I'm such a Trisha fan that it would have been, like, out of pocket. I would have been
I
like,
was just scared
so
of, like, too much going on.
Like, yeah.
She's like 2x speed and like wild. So I was just scared of like too much going on. Like
it would have been very overwhelming for me and it would have been a sensory overload because I am obsessed.
You and I are very much the same. And Hunter, I wanted him to like balance it out. I'm not even kidding. I'm never afraid of people like ever. Like, you know what I mean? But I was so, because Trisha and I aren't like friends. You know what I mean? Like, yes, like we became like friends during that. And
you didn't have a lot of contact outside of the podcast.
And I was so scared she was going to sit down and just grill me on everything I've ever done wrong. And to be honest, Trisha. She might be canceled, but when she's canceling you, like she usually has a point. And I was so scared she was just gonna be like, "Why are you like this?" And
on the way there, she was like, "Hunter, you cannot say, don't say this word, don't say this word. You have to act like this." And I was just like, "I'm just gonna be me because I'm not really planning on." She was very nervous, and then she got here, and Trisha was just like the most laid back.
She is so
awesome
sweet,
human.
I was like,
I would fully
like,
debating. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I would have been like afraid too, just because like you could have like a perfectly like amazing like normal conversation with Trisha, and all of a sudden you say one thing, and she could be like, "Wait, you're wrong. Like that can't be right."
And then you're just fucking wrong. I was sitting in the makeup chair, truly being like, "Do I just tell her I'm sick?" And I was like, "You're gonna fake COVID to get out." I was like, "Go to the podcast.
She's
what the fuck is wrong with you?"
Icon. She's a legend. She's perfect. I love Trisha.
I'm actually
so
happy we did it, and like I'm glad that I just like bit the bullet and like did something I was afraid of and started with
and
that.
It's a
like,
great episode.
It's so great, dude. We took our tits out after and like took OnlyFans pics. And it like
let
my out. Entire life was made. Like I can't even. I have always wanted to see her tits in person, and I was just so excited. It was absolutely ridiculous. What else should we talk about?
I have to pee so bad.
So do I.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Fucking hold
when it. When me and my sisters were younger, we used to sit on the toilet together and pee at the same time.
How is that even possible?
What? Oh, is that real?
I don't know. It was real to
did
me.
What you talk about?
Oh my God. I don't think we can talk about. I know exactly what you're going to say before you say it. One of our friends just caught her boyfriend jacking off backwards on the toilet. And I don't understand the backwards thing. Like, she walked into him on the toilet backwards about to jack off. Yeah, I just want to know the mentality behind that. What's it?
I'm so curious on that mentality, too. Like, go in the shower.
So your cum, like, goes into the toilet? But, like also, why backwards, though? Why couldn't you just be turned around?
Backwards is weird. Like, you're
so you
hard,
could be standing
so, like,
up, even.
So it's going to go up. It was just, it didn't make any sense, like, logically for me.
I just don't like the image. I don't like where
you
this is going.
You would have to be pointing it down.
Yeah.
It
would, guys, like, we don't have painful. To talk about this.
Yeah. Anyways.
We can talk about how famous your best friend Tana is. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I mean, this podcast is making me look literally horrible. I don't need an hour to just talk. Last night, I opened Twitter to find out that they mentioned me in the latest episode of American Horror.
I cannot believe they did that. That is actually super
I won't
awesome.
Take that away from you. That's fucking huge. And honestly, I was even feeling, I was like, on top of the world, because I know all my boyfriends, like,
as Harry says, the trickle down clout.
I'm not even kidding, because all the people who, like, I swear, my little boyfriends are watching American Horror Story. It's their favorite little show, and they're watching it, and they're seeing Tana Mojo. And you know what they're thinking of? Not thinking of Tana, they're thinking of Brooke Schofield.
Honestly,
and
that good
pussy.
For you.
I kind of agree.
Oh, God. I was just going to say something nice, but you said that pussy. No, like, honestly, that's cool. Like, congratulations on that.
I just said it so that I could have them be yes men.
My dad's going to have a stroke. Cool. He loves American Horror Story so much.
When traditional media takes the time to, like, make a wish me and mention me, it's very cool, because I just feel like literally I'm so canceled.
No.
I feel like we should not be saying make a wish me, because that is for sure people who, like, need the wish.
Let us know in the comments if you think that is offensive.
I'm sorry to all the wishers. Can we? I actually haven't seen it, and I want to react to it though. So could
the
we?
Clip?
Could we roll that clip? Because I don't know what they said.
Oh great!
Oh my gosh! I can't. Okay.
When we first started doing this, we were having a good time taking things over, crashing that debutante ball, or painting Tana Mojo's house pink.
No
that's
way.
That's literally insane.
No way.
That's, I don't know the context. I haven't seen the episode, but I just think that's so fucking.
You have
to
watch
the whole
season. The scriptwriter
had
to write that down. It had to be approved. It went in.
I don't know who approved
there's
that.
There's probably 20 writers in the room. For a show like American Horror Story, there's probably 20 writers in the room.
They were
and
drunk
they
that
deemed
day.
You relevant enough.
Congratulations.
That's crazy.
Yo, thank you so much, American Horror Story, for keeping me alive for another week. Awesome. I don't have to bring up the McBrooms again this week to stay relevant. Dude, the way the internet is, like, if you talk about them one more time, I'm sorry, I need to stop. It's just so easy. It's the quickest million views on TikTok. I can't even fucking deal. Can you?
Yeah, of course. I'm gonna take a shot.
Should we take a shot?
Yeah.
Should we take a shot? I'm scared. I'm just getting nervous.
Ew,
okay,
that's
ASMR
so
girl.
Disgusting. Ew, you sound like your girlfriend.
Who? I don't have a girlfriend.
Mm. Hunter has
let's
20 girlfriends, and we just have a million different names
for
them.
Let's be very clear. I don't have any girlfriends at all.
This one in particular is ASMR girl.
I used to.
We referenced her on the first podcast, ASMR girl. But Hunter, you found two new girlfriends this week, right? You fell in love at your shoot.
I fell in love at my shoot. It's never happened before. I'm very clear. I'm very professional. I never, ever, ever, ever talk to somebody I'm shooting or even after I'm shooting. I at least wait at least 6 months to even like think about talking to them.
Okay. Keeping the photographer repertoire up.
Yeah. No, but Hunter texts me right away. He goes, this has never happened to me where I meet someone and on the spot, I'm like, oh my God, I will drop every other girl for this girl. And that's what he said. He goes, I would tomorrow
he came home
drop
like on a high.
Every single girl for this girl. And he showed me who she was. And I was like, I would drop everything for this
girl.
Yeah,
she's very beautiful. She's honestly
beautiful.
Stunning.
Absolutely like, stunning. I already followed her on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
I followed her before you
she's
ever said a
TikTok.
Word.
I'm so excited.
I sent her a DM after we shot, just pretty much saying like, oh, enjoyed shooting with you. That you killed it. Very, very professional.
Very,
very
hoping
casual.
Though that she was like, here's my pussy.
Okay. I don't think she's that type of girl.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the pussy innocent. Remarks. I don't know what's wrong with
she
me.
She responded and said, love shooting with you, smiley face, heart. And then sent another
heart. She's not smiling. Smiley
then another
heart.
Message saying, like, ugh, dreading this drive home.
And yeah, so like, she was like, I'll drive you in the Jeep,
so I
baby.
Like,
I got this place
so
you can
stop. No, don't out him.
Don't
now
out
I'm like,
again.
I'm team up.
Thank you.
No, she clearly wanted to keep the conversation going.
So I responded and I said, oh, like leaving so soon. Like, I would love to like have, I thought we were going to have dinner tonight. And she was like, how about Sunday? And I was like, I'm gonna be out of town. How about Tuesday?
After so
Meanwhile, while all of this is happening, I spent the entire weekend absolutely. Hunter, I'm gonna out you right now. He is so in love with, madly in love with Taylor, David Dobrik's assistant.
She's really, really fucking pretty.
Like, and we see Taylor a lot, so obviously, cute. Because she is the one who's actually helpful when things are going wrong with our house.
I've seen her twice in my entire life. Just
really?
Very clear.
Do you think that when David chose his assistants, he was like, you know what? These ones are both, like, because both of his assistants are, like, fucking beautiful.
And Ella, all three. They're all so funny.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, because Natalie, I don't think, is his assistant anymore.
No, she's still just, like, super executive.
I think she's very, more like on the higher end of things. Yeah. I'm thinking Ella and Taylor.
Yeah, like they're both so
fucking beautiful, and I'm obsessed with both of them. Ella is just like,
I requested Taylor on Instagram maybe like,
I thought you were gonna tell me I requested Taylor
because she's on private. She did not accept me for, I don't know.
Did she finally accept you though?
Yesterday.
So here's the thing though. I want to take full credit for that. It was David's birthday. So we were like at his house all weekend. And there was a point where I was up in his bed with David, sitting with Taylor, just utterly campaigning. I was feeding David lines like, Hunter's a great guy, tell Taylor. And he'd be like, so Hunter's a great guy. Like fully like script writing for David. That's and awesome. We pitch and we pitch and we pitch. And Taylor finally accepted your follow request.
She did.
And oh my God, I would do anything for you guys to be together. Like she's so cute for David's birthday too. Like everyone was going crazy. Even the other assistants, I was definitely like feeding shots to Ella, whatever.
Right.
Taylor's like in the club with like a MacBook, like working, like at the party, no makeup. Like,
you know, I'm just like, I just think about how hard Tana's assistants work and like, just imagine that. But like, except David
like
is.
And like brand friendly not that and you're like not a better person.
Just like David, but I'm just saying.
Fucking no, it was insane. But I felt like Cupid. I felt like I actually like got in there and I would do anything. It would be the cutest fucking relationship. I can't even do. So you're super welcome for that. That Taylor follow. Yeah. I can't even. You know what I mean.
Truly, truly honored.
Yeah, I would just do anything for you, Hunter.
I would do the same. What do you need? Sweet.
Who could you set me up? I'm literally taken.
No, I'm next. I'm the one who's freshly on the market.
Yeah, actually texted me.
I texted Hunter the other day and I said, "Listen, I'm ready to be less toxic. Please find me another boyfriend." And Hunter will set me up like here and there, but he sets me up with like.
I love being taken. I just miss the fun.
What? It's the job with what? What happened? Go ahead. No. The last person set you up with.
The last
That's
person.
Not her fault. Kidding? We can't talk about that, right?
Say with an amazing human. So don't act like he's not.
And I would. I would drop. That's who. I would literally drop everything in the entire world for that man. But I can't even. We can't even talk about it because it broke my heart.
Why not?
Can we talk about it? Just
briefly. Briefly.
We can briefly talk about it. Hunter set me up with pretty much the most eligible bachelor in the entire world.
Great guy.
Flawless. Fantastic, amazing. Human.
I love
talented.
Him.
10 out of 10. Recommend.
In another life,
anyone
in the world, I would kill to be in her shoes.
Right.
I would. Die for this man, and he still to this day. But I just,
what'd you do?
No, I'm not gonna die.
Brooke had another little fun time in the movie theater.
Brooke did have a fun time in the movie theater, and something might have happened where
I had an embarrassing moment with this guy. I think that I honestly
is this outing just, if I like say what happened.
Outing what? Just outing, say it.
Like
I don't want him to be like because it doesn't embarrass me, but I don't want him to be like, why would you talk?
She
about
bled
that?
All over his cock, y'all. I'll do it. Shit. She bled everywhere.
No,
bled
no,
everywhere.
Wait, we're cutting this
all
out.
All over my boy. She bled.
We're cutting this out. This is not.
We're
even
not. But he was so fine with it. He was literally like so funny about it. Like he was completely.
To be
cool.
real, the only reason I would literally absolutely ever bring it up, but don't get me wrong, obviously, if it's like your trauma, I'm not the one. I'll literally
That's
cut it out.
Trauma.
Don't call me out. Don't call me out. I will cut it out.
That's not
but
trauma.
What I like about him is I think that if you bleed on a guy and he reacts like a little pussy baby back bitch, it's an automatic sign that he's just not the fucking one. Like you're not a man. You can't handle it. If you can't handle the blood of like.
No,
someone,
this man
like,
was the sweetest
the
angel
after.
In the entire world. He was like so. He was just like such an angel.
She
I've
took
never.
Him to shower.
By the way,
that's how you know the guy's like actually with it.
Can
it's
I
like,
tell you
yo,
something? We're getting really personal here on the canceled podcast.
Yeah,
I'm like
be.
To be clear, I get my period the same day every month, and it is on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
This happened on the 4th of the month. Okay,
4th of July. She was wearing all white.
Well, you don't have to say the 4th of July.
Oh my God, I get a little detailed.
Yeah, a little detailed. I don't want to.
Piss off her boyfriend that she still cares about, even though we fucking ripped him a new one on this podcast.
Literally, I'm like, but don't. He stopped listening by now.
He was completely cool about it, so that's why I think it's fine to talk about. Because he like
I
never like was
up.
Like
he
oh,
did not care
weird,
at all. He
whatever.
Was like a sweetheart about it, but it mortified me because if it were like someone I didn't care about, if it were anyone, if it were Harry, I would have been like.
Whatever.
But it was like somebody who actually like I actually cared what he thought about me. So I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I will never recover.
But it's
from
so it. Hot that he literally just took it to the shower and didn't give a fuck about
so
you again. Like that's everything and more. Like, and if anything, I think like maybe I'm wrong, but it kind of gives the story some character.
I think
honestly, it's like memorable. One of those, like, oh, I threw up on you the first time we met and then we got married stories. I hope it's that. So if you're listening,
There you go. Now you know.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it gives you like it gives you a lot of character, and it makes you just more memorable in his eyes. And I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I don't know. All it does is just give you like extra like memorabilia traits.
We've all bled. We've all been bled on.
I don't want to be remembered that way. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I know. It's happened to me before.
Never happened to me before.
And all you do is just.
Everyone assured me like that's so normal. It happens all the time. For me, I was so mortified because nothing similar to that has ever. I would never put myself in that situation where I like.
How'd you react? Were you chill? Or were you just like, oh, this is the guys.
I was not chill.
Oh, but he, see, that's why I respect him even more.
He was the mediator because I was not, I was literally so, I told him, I was like, if anyone were to ask me my most embarrassing moment, I would say this.
Was that on our leather couch or our white leather
couches? Wait, I want you to stop.
Dude, in high school, this just reminded me of this. In high school, I was like, I had this boyfriend and I was cheating on him. Sorry. And it was with one of his friends and it was one of the like popular guys. And I was so excited to like hook up with him and like whatever. And I went to his house and he was eating me out and I bled. I'm not kidding. Like blood clots on this guy. And I knew I was on my period. I just thought it was over. I just thought it was over. Like, I literally
She knew.
I straight risked it for the biscuit. And I'm talking blood clots from like his scalp to like his chest. And this man was like, oh, like scarred. Like he was not chilled about it at all. He was literally scarred for life. And I'll never, ever, 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 ever forget it.
So, when I was in college, there was this one girl. I was in my dorm room freshman year, Halloween night. Hook up with this girl. She's wearing a Cowboys cheerleader outfit. That's where I remember. And we're hooking up. I was like doing my thing, whatever. And I'm like,
doing
oh my
your
God.
Thing.
Oh my God. She's like super like
super wet.
Wet.
Say it.
She's okay.
So wet. Which for me, I love everything. Making him bad.
She did everything. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking like, yeah, great. We go to bed. Next morning, wake up. She leaves in the morning. Before I wake up, I'm like, great. I look around and it looks like a CSI Dexter set. Like
blood, why would you not blood, tell me this when I needed it the most?
All across my bed, on my dresser, on my walls, everything. And I had no idea that.
Think it was like Halloween blood or did you just know?
Oh no, I knew immediately. I was like,
you were like, oh wow.
I remember one time, Hunter, when I was like crazy. When I was like into you a little, sorry, but I mean whatever. I was sleeping in your bed. What who cares? And I fucking woke up to blood in your bed, like all over your bed, and I remember you were trying to tell me it was my blood and it wasn't my blood and I'll never forget it.
100% was your blood.
It wasn't
like,
my blood.
I'm bleeding.
No, I just think it's some other bitch bled in your bed and you didn't want to.
What I want to say right now is that if you had blood stories, Hunter's a fake friend.
I
take back everything.
I forgot about it.
I take back everything nice that I ever said about Hunter this entire podcast because when Hunter was the first person I called when this incident.
That's what he does. Puppy dog eyes is way to
Hunter was the first person I called when this incident happened. I FaceTimed him and I go, literally 911 emergency. I need to talk to you right now.
And I immediately calmed you down and said, it's okay.
He's I told like him exactly what guy. Happened. And I was like, listen, I have no idea. This is like the most awful thing that's ever happened to me. And after a second, he said some nice things. But immediately he goes, wait, what? You bled on him? He goes, oh, no. He goes, oh, no. And I literally felt sick to my stomach. I was like,
By the end of the conversation, I'll let you know, like, he would. Like,
yeah, but at
so
no
fun.
Point during that conversation did Hunter ever say, it's happened to me, it's totally normal. No, the whole time he was like, yeah, that's pretty bad, but I'm sure he doesn't care, but, like, that's really bad.
Well, now you know that bleeding is just, it's a part of life.
It's fine. It's part of life.
My last two relationships were vampires completely, like, obsessed would drink my period blood. It's kind of strange.
So disturbing.
We should wrap the podcast here, guys. Another great episode of Canceled Podcast.
And if you're my dad, I hope you stopped watching a long, long time ago.
You're my dad. Like, where were you?
Oh, God. We're going to keep now. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
So,
we
should we end it here? Because I was going to end it with us actually discussing our friendship.
Oh, we probably should touch on that.
Should we just wrap up the Mindy shit and then fucking go and call it a day?
It confuses a lot of people. A lot of people still watch our shit, see our stories, like, you know, see us posting each other and they're like, what the fuck? Like, isn't that Mindy? Whatever.
I mean,
when we got here, he's like, who's Mindy? Like, we're reading the comments.
Our
like,
podcast guy. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I put out that like heater video and it's not like we ever came back with like I wanted to do a sit down like a
way point something out. If you type in Tana Mojo on YouTube, that's still her like front page video.
It also was your pinned video on your response was your pinned video on your Instagram for a while too.
Well, it's still in my bio.
She had to make some AdSense to make up for me being just like rapidly a
girl,
content.
I made rent for several months off that.
Listen, this is what I'll say about it. You were in the wrong. You both should not have acted the way you did. I think it was she has no space to talk about that. She had 46 boyfriends at the point at that time it was happening. You shouldn't have done that in the movie theater. But regardless, like, you were like, it wasn't that big of a deal, and she made it way bigger because she wanted to make a fucking
I was so hurt and I was so stupid.
Like, I admire you for making a story out of it, because honestly, I get all of you fans are really like, she's really dry on YouTube right now. Anything that she can make a story out of, I want her to do it, because honestly, like, it was a great video.
And it was just a bad
if it weren't about me, I would have been like, oh my god, that was the shit. However, it was about me. I obviously got the wrath of it all. I was in the wrong 100%, like you said. I was fully in the wrong. I knew I was in the wrong.
We could have entirely handled that privately. I think that I was just fully sent over that Chad Monza not made karma, and that not been the worst week of my life. I don't even know if I ever would have talked about it. It was more just like, these bad things happen, so I'm gonna talk about them all.
It was like, it was just like you said, it's like the worst week in my life or whatever.
Yeah. You're like, but it was the
worst.
I was never
upset that she made the video about me. Like, I mean, of course I was, because I got a lot of like backlash from it. Yeah, but I was I was upset over the situation because I felt bad that I had like done something bad to Tana. And I said in my video, whatever, I don't watch it, honestly. But I was like, maybe you should, like, because I still get money from it. But I felt bad that, like, a person who had been a good friend to me, I, like, did a really awful thing to you.
When I even look back now, though, I don't even think, like, oh, it was really awful. I think it was literally just dumb shit, and we were, like, drunk, and, like, who really cares? I think that, A, people don't realize that, like, things can happen off camera, but also, like, what I say about it is I've never had a friend where, like, we weren't friends, and their presence was so avidly missing in my life. Right. Like, I was just like, I missed all you every single like, day. I missed you every single day. And then it was just like, why? Like, and keep in mind too, this boy, like, he's such a fuck boy in LA. It's not like it was anyone that I loved. Everyone.
There's not a person we know who hasn't hooked up with this man.
No, sincerely. Like, everyone's hooked
up with him. He's a talker. He's a sweet talker. He coerced everybody.
100%. And I think to let someone like that ruin something that's clearly like so good. And like, both of us are just like fucking like little narcissistic. Like, you know, like we both are. Our egos were pissed, and we got pissed, and we took it to the internet. But like, people make up, and like, people don't realize that. And it's also like, clearly after all that, if we didn't love each other and think that the other, like, likewise, that are good people, like, we wouldn't still be here. And it's like, to us, I guess it's very obvious, but to a lot of people, it's just like, not.
Well, that's what people forget. There's a lot of things that you don't see. There's a lot of like behind, like, 99.9% of our relationship and our friendship is like when we're not posting stories, we're just like fucking sitting on the couch. Like, people don't know what they don't know. And like, it's frustrating for me to see people like even commenting on this podcast that are like, they're frenemies, they secretly hate each other. It's like, okay, we had one big fight, we publicized the fuck out of it, and we made our bag.
Really, and like, we're both not the type of people like secretly hate a friend and have mean girl energy. Like, and
I don't
like,
have the energy. If you think I could sit around and hang out with someone that I like actually hated, like, day and night, all the time.
No,
like,
sincerely.
Yeah, also, you would not have anyone in the house every day that you didn't enjoy like, their presence as well.
Yeah, you know.
I've watched you remove people from the house in the past. And, like, it's very
And Hunter was a big advocate, too, like, of just, like, be fucking friends again. Because he saw us both, like, just strife. The first time we saw each other.
It was literally, like, I credit it as, like, the worst breakup I've ever had. Like, it was really, sad and hard. And, like,
it was so sad.
It was shitty when it happened, but it's, like, it happened to us. It did not happen to anybody else. And it's frustrating that people are carrying it on.
Yeah, like,
I get why people are confused and they're like, babe, you should probably talk about it and probably clarify.
But to us, it's just so over.
Over. Yeah. It's so over. I don't think about that in my day. Yeah. I never, ever factor that into anything that I think about Tana ever.
100%. 100%. I couldn't agree more. Like, it's the last thing I literally think about unless someone makes a joke. And it's kind of just like, oh, haha, that happened. It's funny, though. Brooke and I, when we weren't friends, we didn't see each other for so long. And, like, I just remember the first time I saw you at a house party, I just started bawling.
No, that's not true. Like, I'm going to she's a liar.
Wait. She's a liar.
I go straight. I saw her. It was the first time that we had seen each other in person because it was, like, COVID times. We weren't really going out. I saw her in person. And I was so sad. I was with my roommates at the time. And I was like, should I go talk to her? And at that time, Ari had just reached out to me and was like, you know what? Like, he's like, I forgive you. Like, whatever. I did blackmail him into forgiving me. But that's
Ari's very like, he doesn't like, even kind of playing it. Mediator at the Tana, time. You know what I mean?
And he was good like, friend. You should talk to her. You should go up and talk to her. Like, you should talk to her. And so I was feeling all hyped up. I'm drinking. I go straight up to Tana and I go, you want to talk? And she goes, no. Looks me right in the face and she goes, nope. And I literally go to the bathroom, start sobbing my eyes out. Aww. I was like, that
does suck. I definitely, I was mad for a second. I don't remember that, but I believe it.
Like, she was like, I don't want to talk. And then like the more, I don't know if it was like she got more drunk or whatever, but like.
Was it the same night?
Yeah, same night.
Probably, oh, okay.
Probably 30 minutes later, she came up to me and she goes, okay, come over.
And then I just bawled. Okay.
And we start sobbing to each other. And yeah. For probably like 3-4 weeks after that, people think it was like, oh, immediate. Like we immediately just started being friends again. We forgot all about it. No, like for weeks we were texting back and forth, and I was afraid that maybe she had been so drunk that night that she didn't know that she, or like that she didn't mean what she said. I was like, maybe she just was so drunk and she like thought she forgave me and like she didn't mean it.
I kind of remember, and I guarantee you the night started and I was just like ego and I was like, no, fuck you. And then I probably like a shot or two and I was like, wait, but I miss her so much. I really remember is I went out with like Jack and Jack and like Sammy and all of them, and they were like responsible for me that night. And every single one of them, after I was crying to you for an hour, were like, we have to go. Like we have to leave. Everyone you. Like you've like, been bawling.
What are we
for so long? Like I just remember being like literally bawling my fucking eyes out. Like we both were. We were just like, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you.
That's what I knew. I was just like, I'd just be like, Tennant, you don't fucking care. And I'm like, Brooke, you didn't do it out of spite. And like that was it. It wasn't like a either.
It was wrong. You both, I was wrong. Everyone, like, honestly, it was a really shitty situation, but it was like, I don't know.
I just
it wasn't immediate. It wasn't like we just like all of a sudden we're friends again. We've texted back and forth for weeks without anyone knowing. I don't think anyone in the group really knew what was going on. We'd text and she'd be like, okay, now I'm in Miami, but like as soon as I'm back, like I really want to like sit down, whatever, have a talk.
Yeah, which I never do.
It was like a month straight of us like really like we would text each other randomly and just be like, hey, I love you. Like, just so you know, I like really do love you.
My old manager too, all while my people want me to talk about that so bad, but God, I'm just not emotionally ready. We'll get there. But all while my old manager was doing everything to make you sign to him and over a trauma bond. Like, was like,
and it worked.
Fuck her. Let me take your money. And this week has been a hectic one. I don't even know. Sure. I was sick most of the week and a lot of dental surgery. So I'm just happy to like not be disgusting and be back.
Yeah, we're all back on our A game. I'm back on the market. Nice.
Hunter is available. He might not be. Who is going on tour with Jaden Machine Gun Kelly?
He's going on a Jeep tour. Jeep tour.
Oh, Jeep tour. Out of here.
Leaving us in the goddamn dust. Car,
actually. It's gone now for the fucking first podcast. So we're good on that.
Thank you guys for tuning into yet another suable episode of the Canceled Podcast.
I appreciate you guys.
We love you.
Thanks for coming.
We love you.
Peace.
Tandem Motion is canceled.